This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is suggesting the Belt and Road Initiative can become a new platform and an experimental plot for China and Japan to seek cooperation and common development. In meeting with Toshihiro Nakai, Secretary General of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, Xi Jinping says Japan is welcome to discuss cooperation with China under the Belt and Road.
The participation of Japan's delegation in the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation shows Japan has clearly affirmed the initiative. We highly appreciate that.
The Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation wrapping up on Monday. Nakai attending the two-day event representing the Japanese government. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling on the Chinese and Philippine sides to increase their communication on major issues connected to their bilateral relationship. Meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Beijing, President Xi Jinping saying the Philippines is a friendly neighbor of China and an important partner in the Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President also calling for strengthening cooperation in infrastructure, combating cross-border maritime crimes, and joint rescue operations. For his part, Rodrigo Duterte says the Belt and Road Initiative is conducive to the Philippines' employment prospects and prosperity. He also says the Philippines will work to strengthen cooperation between ASEAN and China. Official data suggesting net foreign exchange sales by China's central bank and financial institutions continuing to slow down through April. Chinese side selling off some 42 billion yuan or 6.1 billion U.S. dollars worth of foreign exchange in April, down from 54.7 billion yuan in March. Narrowing decline indicates easing pressure from capital flight as the Chinese economy firms up and yuan stabilizes against the U.S. dollar. South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, is reportedly set to visit the White House late next month. A detailed schedule or agenda have not been unveiled for the meeting between Moon Jae-in and Donald Trump, but it is highly expected the issues will include the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the U.S. THAAD missile interception system. A special committee of South Korea's ruling Democratic Party announcing a plan to push for parliamentary hearings on the THAAD deployment to find out if there's any illegitimacy or illegality in the decision-making process. The White House denying media reports that have accused U.S. President Donald Trump of revealing highly classified intelligence information to Russia. The Washington Post is reporting Trump relayed information from a critical source of intelligence on the Islamic State to Russia's foreign minister. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, along with the U.S. National Security Advisor, issuing statements saying the reports are completely wrong. Post says the information was provided by a U.S. partner through an intelligence sharing arrangement. However, the partner did not give the U.S. permission to share the information with Russia. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says an estimated 7.6 million people are living in high-risk areas for cholera transmission in Yemen. UN spokesperson warning that the risk of person-to-person transmission is increasing by inadequate sanitation infrastructure, as well as overcrowded shelters and settlements. Morocco and Nigeria signing agreements to construct a major gas pipeline linking West African countries. The Gozodoc pipeline project, finalized this past December, set to pass through several West African nations and may even stretch into Europe. Morocco's foreign minister saying the pipeline will have a positive impact on some 300 million people and will also serve as the basis for a competitive electricity market in all of West Africa. Says the project reflects the two countries' shared vision of creating a model of sustainable, active, and solidarity-based joint development for Africa. Japanese rescuers have found several pieces of wreckage believed to be from the fuselage of a Japanese military plane that went missing on Monday. Police say the first piece of wreckage found in a mountainous area near the city of Hukotu. Other suspected wreckage has since been spotted nearby as well. The plane with four crew members on board disappeared while en route to a medical transport pickup on the northern island of Hokkaido. Initial reports suggesting weather may have been a factor, as conditions were not good when the plane disappeared off radar. Young Chinese player has signed a contract with Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates. Go Hai Chung is a pitcher for China's under-18 national team. He's the second player to sign with an MLB club from the league's development centers here in China. The first being Xu Guiyuan, a two-time China National Youth Baseball League MVP. He inked a deal with the Baltimore Orioles back in 2015 when he was 19 years old. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.